I'm Dorianne Wheel. Welcome to Thrive with Dr. D.
Many of you have asked about the effect of going through this pandemic on relationships. Some of you are specifically referring to the effect of lockdown and being locked down and locked in with your partner 24/7. But even after that, now that we're in lockdown too, there still seem to be lots of added pressures, stress, and tension around relationships. So let me just refer to what's happening. First of all, the way and the space that you are relating to your partner is different, and you can't expect there to be absolutely no consequences. You're acting differently. You have to navigate your time and space differently, and that leads to certain consequences. So the first thing is that people are used to having a certain amount of their own time and space, which is just theirs. And you know that if your relationship is basically solid and good, you don't mind that at all. You promote that. You say, I'll see you after work. Have a good day. Did you enjoy your sport with your friend? How was this particular activity you did? In good relationships, you promote the autonomy or the independence of the other person. And that is good for the relationship, because then when you come back, you've been somewhere, you've maybe driven somewhere, or you've had a good time, you can come back and share your day. So thank you for asking about the effect of lockdown, because lockdown puts that under a huge, huge amount of stress. Many people have very small spaces that they live in all of the time. It's not always easy to say this is my space and this is yours. And sometimes people feel uncomfortable about asking for time out. It doesn't mean that I don't want to be with you or I'm not engaged. It just means, please, for my own sanity and peace of mind, I just need that half an hour on my own. Please, will you step in or you step in? So what happens even when there isn't the lockdown and we're going through all of this? There's still the challenge of task negotiation. Who does what? Whose job is what? Are you the teacher? Am I the teacher? Are you the cook, you know, this week? How are we negotiating the different rules when our movements have been curtailed? And most especially for many of us who are still not working in the office and who are working at home and maybe even choose to work at home, which brings its own challenges. So the best advice that I can say is to talk about it. To talk about it in a way that isn't blaming or pointing a finger, just to say, how are we going to deal with this? Sometimes this gets too much for me. Will you please? I have a special request of you. The way that I would like to participate in this to make it better, in other words, my role, I need to make some amends, is this. The other day someone said, you know, the role that I have in this issue is that I don't talk up enough. I just keep quiet and I keep quiet until my level of frustration is so high. I'm going to take more time to tell you, you know, what I'm going through, offering us the opportunity to put it on the table and sort it out in a way that honors the other person. So it's tough. Things are different. Spaces are different. The way we communicate has to be focused on in a different way. And I just think that one other thing that I can say about this is that to offer each other a lot of appreciation and recognition, but it's got to be honest. Now, if I had to say to you right now, think of two things about your partner that you admire or appreciate, you probably all could. If I had to say to you, when was the last time you told them? There's a different story. So recognition is like soul food at this time. Thank you so much for the help. Gee, that meal was really excellent. I noticed that you did whatever it was X for me. you know, you're looking great today. Or I know that you're tired, but you helped me out anyway. And you know what? With that, it was a lovely little saying from Ken Blanchard that said, if you want people to reach their full potential, catch them doing something right. So if you notice something right, they're likely to do it again for you. So yes, thanks for the 5 questions I've got here on navigating your relationships. And I'm hoping that that response may be helpful to you. Please don't forget to share the podcast with your family and friends. Thrive with Dr. D.
I'm Dorianne Wheel. Thanks for listening to Thrive with Dr. D, a Jackpod podcast.